sometimes innocent little questions might be an actual group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJS.
So we got this text from Lexi, who was just asking a simple question.
Just tossing it out there. Quick little question. LOL, my boyfriend is telling me that I'm not allowed to have any of his Wawa reward pizza.
Oh, no.
He's been saving it up for a whole while now.
Okay.
And has been raving about how he's almost there, and I don't even really care, but it's the fact that he said I'm not allowed to have any.
Oh, gosh.
Should I be allowed to have a slice, or should I just let him keep it to himself?
Now, she says that it may come up that you've got to spend over $180 to get this reward on the app. So
okay.
He's been working diligently towards this. Now, I'm a fan of Wawa. They've got good food over there.
Do they have amazing pizza? I've never experienced the Wawa pizza.
I've had the tacos.
We're getting a Wawa right by my house. It's not done yet.
I've had the tacos. The tacos are legit.
I've heard about the tacos.
Yeah. So her boyfriend's gatekeep. Here's what I'm thinking.
He doesn't even have it yet, but he's like, when I get it,
that's right,
you
it's mine.
Can't have any.
Listen, this is what I'm thinking. And go with me on this.
Okay.
Maybe, Lexi, you allow him to have his win.
Okay.
His victory pizza.
Okay.
But then maybe you enjoy another pizza the next week that is for both of you to share, or just yours.
No.
Why can't she just get a pizza?
I don't know. This is what I'm thinking. Find something else that he adores. Maybe a dessert. Like, my husband loves key lime pie.
Yes, it's good.
Go get yourself a key lime pie when he gets his Wawa reward pizza.
His reward pizza.
And while he's eating his pizza, not letting you have any, you're eating the key lime pie and not letting him have any.
Rosa checks in on the text line and says, I mean, has he ever bought her a drink from there before? If so, give her at least one slice, dude.
Oh, yeah. We don't understand why he is not giving up
understand.
One slice.
I mean, I understand
of the reward pizza.
And I think we can all appreciate working towards a goal.
Yes, but if you are in a committed relationship and you have someone that you love, you share things with them, right?
Kara texts in and says, lick it and claim it, girl. You get your pizza. When he gets the pizza, you just say, you know what? That's mine, too. This piece is mine. I claim this one.
Lick a piece and lay claim
this
to
is
it.
Mine, man.
I love it. I love it.
So, yeah, we don't know necessarily why he's gatekeeping
he
this pizza.
He just feels like, I did the work. I should get
and
the reward all
okay.
for myself.
See, that's a little selfish to me.
But I feel like, yeah, you probably supported him.
Yeah.
Along the way of climbing the mountain of the Wawa rewards.
Right. It's like, in a relationship, it's... I don't want to say successful relationships because I've seen a lot of successful relationships where there's like this person has this and this person has this and they're separate.
Right.
But like, I feel like when you're a couple, it's like, hey, this is a reward we can share. I did it. Look, we can share this.
Pizza is more fun when you're sharing it.
Right.
Maybe would he feel better if he ate the first piece? Like, does he need to eat all of it himself?
I was gonna say maybe give him the first piece.
Yeah,
and let
like
him.
Like the birthday cakes you share with everyone. The birthday person doesn't just eat the whole cake themselves.
Right.
They have the first piece.
Right. That's right. Karen
like,
texts
that's
in
the
and
argument
says,
"You go with
how do we get from an emotional affair to pizza possession?" Listen. People need answers.
Listen.
And we're going to go to somewhere else after this.
Exactly. We're not judging. There isn't a standard of how severe your issue is to make it on the show.
No, clearly not. All right. So Lexi, we're saying I don't think I get bent out of shape about it, Lexi. Just know that it's just pizza. I understand that they may be good. Maybe jump it and get your own pizza from there and just eat it.
Yeah, just pay for it. I mean, it might not be the free, like, you earned it as a reward. I don't know if that makes it taste better. But just go get your own and
I just think it's
sit side by side eating the pizza, Brittany, and he'll just have the satisfaction of knowing he earned it.
Brittany brings up a good point. We don't even have separate rewards accounts. That's true. Like,
that is true.
I will enter my wife's phone number in
for
at certain places, and she'll enter my phone number in for certain places.
And then you work towards the goal together, and you get there faster.
Okay. Hopefully,
but can you do that at Wawa, or do you have to actually literally scan your app from your phone, and that's only yours? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been there like once.
All right. Well, good luck. I don't know if we helped at all, but I think
it's better to take argument.
Exactly. I like that as an argument of, hey, if it's your birthday, you're not eating the entire cake, are you?
Exactly.
Because that'd make you sick.
Even birthday people share with their friends.
That's right. All right. Good luck, Lexi.
And Kara's just like, yes, I say lick it too.
Everybody's like, lick
it. Team lick it.
As soon as he gets the pizza, this one's mine. This one's mine.